Who doesn't love a good vacation? You get to unplug, spend some time with family and friends, drink fruity drinks if that's your thing, but best of all, relax. Vacations are important for your mental health and your work-life balance. On top of that, it helps you refuel the proverbial tanks of creativity and productivity. Vacation is the best. That is, until you come back home and you're met with a million fires to put out, antsy clients blowing up your phone, and maybe even some of your own colleagues giving you the stink eye because they've been so stressed while you were gone. Before you know it, poof, all those relaxing vibes you were intent on carrying over to your regular life have gone up in smoke, and you're left asking yourself, was it worth all of this? But before you toss your vacation plans into the trash, let's talk about why, no matter what, you need to take time off.
If you're a communications pro who works hard, doesn't compromise quality, and gets the job done, welcome home. We'll share our tips, tricks, and stories, and together we will change the face of PR. Spin sucks, but we don't. With the Spin Sucks podcast, here's Jenny Dietrich.
I always, always love it when people tell me they love their job so much they don't mind working 24/7 even while on vacation. It always forces me to use my filters in my brain and say to myself, don't roll your eyes, don't roll your eyes, while they wax lyrically about it all when the underlying message is they're not really present for their family because of work duties and they're not really present for work because of family duties. I feel the same way about people saying they don't need to unplug as I do about the I'm so busy badge. It's baloney. We all need to unplug. And we're all busy. Our brains are not meant to work 24/7. We're not machines. As much as I would really like to think I am, not a machine. Humans cannot be as productive or as creative if their brains are tired. We cannot perform at our very best at all hours of every day. There are benefits from taking just a few days off and truly unplugging. Not only do you come back rested, recharged, and refreshed, your mind is allowed to wander, which gives you the best opportunity to solve a challenge that's been hounding you, come up with a creative work idea, or just simply let your brain rest. This is one of the reasons I instituted an unlimited vacation policy inside my organizations a few years ago. When I tell people that, they scoff and ask, what's the catch? There's no catch. Sure, there's some parameters. I mean, you can't take 11 months off and expect to do an entire year's worth of work in 1 month. That's not going to work. But sick time, bereavement, vacation, all of that are take what you need. Just don't abuse it. We also have summer hours on Fridays during the summertime where the office closes at noon every Friday. I'm so sad that that has officially ended this year. I know it sounds like I'm a hero, but it's actually completely selfish. I also want to have time off, and I love summer hours because it allows me to get long rides in on my bike while the rest of the world is still working. Completely selfish. But I truly do want my team to do their best. I want their best work. I want them to be the most productive they can be. And time and again, I have seen that to get the best out of them, they have to take time off. You also have the added bonus of seeing where you're most valuable to your team once you return. You get a better idea of what you can delegate in the future, and you can find areas where you can be more efficient than you've been in the past. But what about your clients, colleagues, and/or coworkers? How well did they fare while you were away? Let's talk about how we can keep everything consistent so we can be out, but nothing falls through the cracks. When anyone takes time off, you can't expect for them to have all of their tasks and duties wrapped up with a tidy little bow before they leave. As much as I would personally like to make that happen, it's just not how it works. Business doesn't stop, the world doesn't stop revolving, and your team is running things one less person. So be kind and anticipate any needs that may arise while you're out. If you can front load any of your work before leaving, do so. Sometimes you might be lucky enough that you can always slip away for a week without ever being noticed. That's why I personally love to take the last 2 weeks of the year off. No one notices then. Work ahead on your projects and schedule tasks around your plans. Now, I'm not saying you should leave big tasks and just expect your coworkers to take care of it while you're gone. Definitely do not do that, as tempting as it might be. Remember, revenge is best served cold, so don't do that. Before you leave, also be sure to hand out a list of projects being covered while on vacation and a list of projects that are being passed to anybody else who might be handling your duties. This gets everyone on the same page of expectations and makes things easier overall for everyone. Then make a couple of lists of contacts. One of these you'll give to your colleagues so they know who to contact for specific needs, and the other you'll give to external contacts so they know who to reach on your team. Next, cover all your bases and more with handover meetings with your colleagues. These meetings are a lifesaver and are an easy way to make sure everyone has the same information so nothing gets lost in the shuffle while you're relaxing on the beach. And if you're on the agency side, you can also do this with clients. Make sure your points of contact know the drill while you're away, but reassure them you're leaving them in good hands. Last, don't forget about your autoresponder. This is a perfect opportunity to display your brand voice and let people know you won't be checking your email for a few days. Make sure you include the dates you'll be gone and who they can contact if they need to speak to somebody from the organization. I always like to have a little fun with this, but I know not every organization allows that. So be as creative as you can within your organization's guidelines. And if you need creative ideas, Laura Petrolino is the master at this. She always leaves clues in her autoresponder that allow people to guess where she is. Though, now that I think about it, that probably encourages them to send her yet another email. She might want to rethink that strategy. It is super fun for the receiver, but she might want to rethink that strategy. I know how stressful it is to get ready to go on vacation, and I know how stressful it is to come back from vacation. That's why some of us tend to continue to check email and, at the very least, parse out responses to our colleagues. But I had an incredible experience earlier this year that taught me I don't necessarily need to do that. For spring break, I took an unplugged vacation to ride my bike, lie on the beach, and spend hours upon hours upon hours upon hours in the pool with my mini-me. When I got back, it took me less than 2 hours to get through my inbox and make sure everything was handled. That's less time than it takes during a normal week. So while this is scary and stressful, if you follow these simple guidelines and allow yourself to give up some control and trust your coworkers, it makes things significantly easier. If you are a consistent listener to this podcast, you'll know I took a week off last week. And this week, I'm in Cleveland at Content Marketing World. In the past, it would have freaked me out to essentially be out for 2 weeks in a row. But school hadn't started yet and camp was finished, so my mini-me took precedence. And you know what? It wasn't that bad. Of course, I recorded this before I went on vacation, so I had to do a few things in advance, but I gave everyone a 6-week notice that I would be out. That way, content could be created ahead of time and we wouldn't miss anything, such as airing an episode on this very podcast. We all worked together to make sure anything that would need to be accomplished was done ahead of time to the best of our abilities. I let the clients I work with personally know that I'll be out, so we were able to get some priorities out of the way. And I blessedly moved some of my weekly meetings to the calendars of my very capable, trustworthy, and amazing colleagues. If you run a business or a team, it may feel like you have less of an ability to take a truly unplugged vacation. What I think most people forget is we all want to take time off, and we're all truly willing to work with people when it's their turn. Sure, there are some outliers, such as a client who had a client who kept calling her when she was in labor with her first child. He didn't stay a client of hers very long. For the most part, though, we are all understanding of time off, especially when given a heads up. While the fear and stress are very real things, try hard to set them aside and truly take an unplugged vacation. Your brain, your team, your clients, your partners, your vendors, and most importantly, your family will thank you. If fear is keeping you from doing that, use some tips from this episode to help you really unplug. Remember, there's more to life than work, and it's often far more important. Want more Spin Sucks? Join the Spin Sucks community at spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. That's spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. I'll see you next week.
If you're ready to change the face of PR, make sure you subscribe to the Spin Sucks podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and a review.